Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Dr. Lisa will update us on foreign travel during the holidays. Lisa?
The holiday season is fast approaching now that Halloween is done, and traveling to see friends and family is always a big part of holiday celebrations. Many people tend to travel abroad or host visitors or family from other countries. When you're considering travel or receiving visitors, know that many countries deal with diseases that don't exist in the United States, and some of these diseases could significantly harm pork production and animal agriculture if they ever get to our shores. However, the risk of any disease entry can be managed, and you're a part of that prevention strategy. What diseases are we concerned about? First off, foreign animal diseases are the biggest threat. These are diseases that we don't have in the United States, either because we've eradicated them or they've never been here before. They have a huge impact to the U.S. because they impact animals directly, and they can also stop trade. So that's really a big cost back to producers. What foreign animal diseases pose the biggest threats? We know a lot about African swine fever, and we have been preparing that since it was identified in 2018. However, other diseases like classical swine fever, which is also a viral disease of swine, is still a challenge in many countries and can lead to significant pig death loss because of the virus not being in the U.S. Foot and mouth disease virus is also another one that is very important to be aware of because it affects not only pigs but cloven-hoofed animals. Recent outbreaks in Germany, Hungary, and Slovakia in 2025 have been very concerning because the virus has not been in these countries for quite some time. And foot and mouth disease can affect pigs and have vesicles and blisters on the snouts and feet and nose of pigs. It is also of concern because this can look like an endemic disease called Seneca A virus in pigs. Lastly, New World screwworm is also an emerging disease. It is not in the U.S., but it is seen in our neighboring country of Mexico. It's a parasitic infestation of pigs, and the flies burrow and lay eggs in wounds, and the larvae subsequently eat live flesh. And these flies also impact all warm-blooded animals. So it's not just animal agriculture that's worried, but also pets and even people. How can you protect your farm and still enjoy traveling? Enjoy your pork products when you're overseas and traveling, but don't bring them back with you, because many of the viruses can remain viable and survive in meat and pork products for a long period of time, especially in sausages or dry cured meats. A lot of times people that are traveling and visiting to the U.S. want to bring their native foods into the country. Just remind them, please don't bring those products in, because again, they can be harmful to our agriculture. If you're visiting a market, make sure you do not wear that same clothing and footwear back into your farms and ensure they're washed and disinfected before use around your property. And then also build in downtime. Downtime away from farms or travel or markets before going back into your farm is always a good policy. And also, if you have foreign visitors, ensure that they also have downtime away from those high-risk areas before they visit your farm. Where can you find information about current challenges to the U.S.? The Swine Health Information Center website, located at swinehealth.org, has a global disease reporting system that lists monthly many different diseases that are of challenge and interest to pork producers. And that can be found at the Swine Health website in the monthly newsletters.